Well, first of all, a number of primary schools were in contact with me, and I raised the issue with the minister, both in Dublin and indeed when she was in Donegal. So therefore, she has now decided that they will engage with these schools, which is currently 16 in number, and they will set out a strategy during 2026, which will involve adopting a programme approach to the issue, which will facilitate a pathway for schools in Donegal who are currently on the waiting list for remediation. So the minister has asked Donegal ETB to assist them as a local delivery partner. So this approach, I believe, will be important given the particular expertise involved and also to capture any feedback. So I believe they will start carrying out the inspections and the ETB will assist them in making the necessary arrangements. Hopefully this will happen soon, but it's the first step in the right direction.
And the ETB, because this is such a specialised area, what support will they have to carry out their role as the delivery partner?
Well, really, they wouldn't have expertise in relation to DCB, but the fact, the geography of this, arranging school visits for those from the department, that would be their role. And it's important that we have the educational body who will coordinate this.
And you mentioned there you have the hope that inspections will begin as soon as possible. Is there any clear timeline? Because as the summer break approaches, it seems like the perfect opportunity to get as much done as possible.
Well, I would expect that it will be, but the minister stated very clearly it's anticipated that the affected schools will be contacted within the next week to outline the next steps, which will include an initial site visit. The schools are closing in a matter of a few weeks, but hopefully if they send a team to Donegal to work with the ETB, that they can do that in a very short time.